Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first meeting with a foreign leader, President Trump spoke of the two nations' special relationship, and British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed, mentioning common economic interests.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
Mr. Trump also spoke to reporters of the U.S. relationship with the U.K.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
Also Friday, President Trump had signed an executive action that restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist, once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, said she is heartbroken that the U.S. is closing the door on children, mothers, and fathers fleeing violence and war. During the Friday press conference with Prime Minister May, there were queries about Mr. Trump's controversial stands on Mexico and Russia when asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned phone call today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump said it is very early to be talking about sanctions. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of the peace agreement. This is VOA News. Italian Coast Guard says that it has rescued some 1,000 migrants from what they described as leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person there found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. UN says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. The mayor of a Somali town near the border with Kenya was killed. It happened in an attack by Al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Duare Nell was killed inside a Kenyan military base after Al-Shabaab militants stormed that base. Nell was one of three civilians killed in the attack. Two others were wounded. Greece's Supreme Court has rejected a request from Turkey for the extradition of eight servicemen who fled the country following the failed coup last summer. Henry Ridgewell is following that story.
The eight Turkish servicemen, three majors, three captains, and two sergeant majors, escaped Turkey in a helicopter July 16th, the day after the failed coup. They landed in northern Greece and immediately sought political asylum. Greece's Supreme Court said that their rights would likely be violated given the extensive crackdown following the coup attempt and rejected Ankara's extradition request. Their lawyer, Christos Milonopoulos, praised the decision. It was a great victory for European values, for Greek justice, he said. Turkey insists the men were involved in the coup attempt, which it claims was orchestrated by the US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Friday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, remembering the 6 million Jews killed by German Nazis and their collaborators during the Holocaust, wiping out a third of the world's Jews. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
And it would be a dangerous error to think of the Holocaust as simply the result of the insanity of a group of criminal Nazis. On the contrary, the Holocaust was the culmination of millennia of hatred, scapegoating, and discrimination targeting the Jews, what we now call anti-Semitism.
Friday's UN-designated Holocaust Remembrance Day commemorates the date of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. That was in 1945. Indonesia has quietly released a presidential decree addressing the roughly 14,000 refugees and asylum seekers who were previously overlooked in the country's laws. As it stands now, the decree has entered a global fray at a time when governments like those of Australia, the United States, and most of Western Europe are tightening their borders to refugees and asylum seekers. Get more at the VOA News app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.